Another common situation we deal with is nerve root pressure. Normally, nerves have a protective covering called myelin. When the nerves pass through the holes between the vertebrae to exit the spine, the myelin covering hasn't started yet. Because of this lack of protection, it's easy for a disc that has moved out of proper position to put pressure on a nerve and impede the transmission of nerve impulses. That's what we call a subluxation. It is an easy problem to identify. To test for disc problems in the neck, we test 4 specific arm muscles. Once a weak muscle has been identified, then, by having the patient move their neck in different directions, we can identify the exact direction that the disc needs to be moved in to relieve that pressure on the nerve, because the weak muscle becomes strong with that specific neck movement. The specific muscle weakness correlates with a specific disc level, and the precise neck movement identifies the exact direction that we need to move that disc in order to restore it to its natural position. This adjustment is done with the aid of traction and light pressure in the exact direction. A good example of a case like this is a patient whose chief complaint was tennis elbow, or lateral epicondylitis. It is a condition that can be painful to the point that a person may have difficulty picking up a water glass. This particular patient had been to several different chiropractors and physical therapists, and worn splints and even had cortisone injections into the elbow, but nothing provided relief. Examination found the muscle that straightens the elbow to be weak. The patient thought it was because it hurt, but when he looked down and to the right, the muscle was strong and his elbow didn't hurt while being tested. X-rays showed mild disc degeneration in the neck. After a series of adjustments to the neck and upper back, therapy to the elbow finally had a beneficial effect. Muscles hold our bodies in the most comfortable position. If nerves are pinched by a subluxation, muscles can't contract properly and can't keep us in a position of comfort. Once out of position, joint wear is increased, causing painful conditions like the patient's tennis elbow.